All right, Aiden, you're down 1-0, 5 minutes to go. How would you describe that to someone who didn't watch the game?
Yeah, obviously that's kind of a crazy end to a game. You know, we were just kind of looking for one at the end, and I was lucky enough to get the second, so really proud of the guys and just want to thank them for everything they did tonight.
And then what happened on your goal? Like, what were you looking for? How did it all occur?
I just saw Colin kind of play a long ball, and it bounced up, and I think their center back went to head it, and I just decided to gamble.
Giuseppe.
Took a kind of a weird bounce, stuck my leg out, just got a touch on it around the keeper, and just finished with my left foot.
Well, and can you talk about that finish? Because obviously sometimes people get a little too energized. You have an empty net. In that millisecond, what's going through your mind when you know you have an empty net?
The main thing I was thinking of is just don't miss it. Don't miss it. And for a second, I was considering maybe I should go with my right foot, probably get better contact on it, but I was like, I'll go with my left here. And, you know, I didn't get the best, but I got just enough, and no better feeling than seeing that ball cross the line.
And this 75th season for the program, your family's obviously been very attached to the program and the history of it. What does it mean to score the first game-winning goal of the 75th season?
It's an awesome feeling. Last year, we weren't happy with the way it ended. We definitely thought we could have done better, so hopefully this year, this is the start, this is the spark that we need to kind of move on and get past that obstacle.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, how would you describe those last 5 minutes?
Yeah, on the fence, and, you know, just you're I don't want to say chaotic, but it's a crazy game, and we found ourselves on the right side tonight, and you know, finding a goal in the last, you know, 75 seconds is, to start the season that way, not something that is ever scripted, but our guys found a way to win, and that's something that this group has talked about for a while since we've been together after last season. So yeah, the last 5 minutes, you know, but I look at the overall 90 minute span, and going down 1-0, even going into half, felt really good. And, you know, unfortunate giveaway by us and on their goal, but we continued to keep pushing on and find pockets, and thought Quinn's goal was deserving as a team. And, you know, you're thinking, okay, hey, we'll savage a draw maybe in your first game. But then obviously the series of events that lead up to the second goal. And so I'm, for the guys in that locker room, for our program, for the team, it's a great way to start the season. And I can't be more happy for the group and what they've done since we've been together at the start of the preseason.
And then speaking of season, this the 75th season, and it's probably only appropriate that Aiden Bone, his family, obviously very well connected to the program, for him to score the game-winning goal. First, just your thoughts opening the 75th season with the win.
Yeah, 75th season. I mean, you know, this is, we talk about this with the guys. This is for every single player who's ever worn a jersey. This is a celebration. This is a celebration for every coach who's ever been on a sideline, every person who's involved with the athletic department in the university. This is a special season to commemorate, you know, the history of BU men's soccer. And so for that to be the way we open up this season, is it fitting? Maybe, right? We'll continue to see. But yeah, we have a lot to celebrate tonight and moving forward in terms of everybody who's been a part of this.
And can you just talk about Aiden, his goal? He used the word that he gambled there. What do you want your players to do in situations like that?
Yeah, we've talked about this with our strikers and at times guys extending out, and based upon tendencies that we've seen prior to, and, you know, characteristics of defenders, strong foot, weak foot, and you know, that's a great way. Aiden's been injured for a year, and for him to come off the bench tonight and give us valuable minutes as he's done since we've been back in preseason just speaks volumes to his work ethic. And I couldn't be more happy for him to be able to find the back of the net tonight.
And then can you just talk about the freshmen and how they looked in their first game?
Yeah, Jason, Luke, KK all came off the bench tonight and found their debut. And I was really pleased with all of them. It's never an easy task to come off a bench down 1-0 and to put yourself in there. And you know, some would say they didn't look like freshmen. Some could say they did. And I'm happy the three of them are with us. And I think if that's the starting point, then they have bright futures ahead if they continue to work hard. And they're three great people, three selfless guys who want to do everything for the team. And so they're the little brothers, as we kind of have tabbed them as. We have a group of 27 guys who have brought them in this preseason and shown them the way. And, you know, that's, again, speaks volumes to our group and our experience.
And then finally, you're going to face a ranked New Hampshire that wants revenge for last year's loss to you guys. What do you want to work on these next couple of days?
Yeah, it's recover now. You know, we know them. We've played them every year for the past couple of years. They're a top program in the country. Mark has a very good program there and a really tough system. And, yeah, we're going up there and yeah, they're going to be salivating at the mouth based upon remembering a year ago. That's bulletin material for them. But it's also where we understand that, and we'll be prepared for what's ahead on Sunday.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.